Is my person a narcissist? People keep telling me to check this out. They give me red flags and things I don't understand. Is my person a narcissist? My girlfriend, my dad, he gets so mad at me. I'm so confused. We were married for 40 years. I need to understand. My girlfriend has gone mad, telling people things that just aren't true. I don't understand. We were married for over 40 years. I never thought I was being abused. I don't know what to do. My life seems so afraid of the future. I can never do anything right. My dad is always mad at me, and I didn't do anything. It's not fair. All the other kids' dads come to the games. Why can't he? Our mother tore us apart because if we were allies, she would lose her control. But now we're grown up and we need to understand this triangulation that we experience as children. I know he's charming in public, but when we get home, I'm so afraid of him. No one sees that side of him, and no one believes me. They don't want to hear it. I don't know what to do. I'm sick of her cheating. I still love her, but I'm mad as hell. Why do chicks think they can get away with this stuff? What was I thinking? Until that night, I never saw pure evil. It's like he's a different person. There was nothing behind his eyes. It was like he was looking straight through me. If you don't learn and heal, your children run a greater risk of becoming a narcissist or being involved with one. Heal yourself for them. Put your oxygen mask on.
Hi there, this is Tracy. My channel is dedicated to helping victims of narcissist abuse understand what has happened and what they need to do to move forward. I have been a survivor for over 2 years now, learning about narcissists, and today I want to discuss a topic that everybody asks me. Am I with a narcissist? Is my person a narcissist? And the simple answer is, they're never going to be checked. We're never going to know for sure. But you can look at some of the behaviors that they do, some of the flags that have happened and that they commonly do, as well as how you feel. Really important to understand and evaluate yourself by these standards. Is my person a narcissist? If suddenly the person that you knew is completely different, like it's just you're sitting there going, I don't know this person. Like this is so unlike them. Maybe you had a horrific discard. That means in narcissist recovery language, that means that it might have been unexpected. It might have come out of the blue, or they're putting you through torture. There's no other word shorter than torture, because these people are out for your blood and you don't understand why. If you are confused about what's happening, if you are confused about what has just happened and why is this happening, this is a red flag to you that something's wrong. My earring is doing a lot of funny things here. Sorry if it blinds you. If you fear for your life in a relationship, If you fear them, that they might harm you, these are signs that this is not a healthy relationship. Sometimes victims feel very financially trapped. They feel like there's no other way out. There is nothing for them to do because they don't have the resources, and you get stuck. And the abuser is very often actually keeping you financially bound to them so that you can be their own little slave. Whatever their use for you, we call it supply, but whatever the use of you was, they don't want to give that up. And so financially constraining you and making you maybe unable to work, unable to drive, not giving you any money when you need to buy groceries. These are a way that they keep you financially trapped. Maybe they have had you not work for so many years, so now you're out of the market and you don't know what to do. This is something to just like check off. Yes, I think it might be. Maybe a friend told you to look up what a narcissist was. That is a huge flag, guys, because if you are looking up what a narcissist is, that means you told somebody some of the behaviors and they saw the red flags. Your job is to learn the red flags and understand, is this person displaying these kind of behaviors? Maybe someone's trying to ruin you. So many victims just feel like, why is this happening? What is this person doing to me? And I'm going to start right now and say that a narcissist can be a male or a female. So we don't want to sit there and just judge that all men are evil and all women are evil. They come in all colors, all shapes, all sizes, all sexes, and they cross every boundary, every generational thing. They are there. They could be your mother, your sister, your brother, your father, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your sister, your coworker. It doesn't matter. All of these things that are flags that you must learn are things that you have to learn. So if somebody's telling you that you're crazy, that's another red flag, because most people don't tell you that you're crazy unless they're trying to gaslight you into thinking that there's something wrong with you. Telling lies about you, very common. And that's part of the brain fuckery. I'm gonna swear, forget YouTube, I don't care. that brings on that confusion. They're telling lies about you, and you've been married to them for 10 years. You've been a great mom or a great dad, and suddenly they're lying to the court and telling people things that aren't true. I have heard stories of narcissists going through a divorce, lying. I've heard people saying that they were hit by the narcissist or by the other person when nothing happened. And so the lies about you are really important to understand. You have to know that they're not true, because that's what they want to do in your brain. We're going to say that word again, brain. Yeah, I didn't say it twice. But if they're telling lies about you, that's a huge red flag. Why are they doing that? Because if they do that, then what they're doing is taking the attention away from them. They're kind of like confusing the whole thing by making up these stories and these lies and trying to ruin you. Often they're trying to take your kids in a divorce and telling the court lies. You're a bad mother, you're a bad father, you're a drug addict, you're an alcoholic. These are just so common. It's like not even funny how common these things are that narcissists say to us. If you are never right, no matter what you say, you're just never right. And they have always got like an argument back to tell you that you're wrong. Most victims don't have their feelings validated. Does that make sense? If you say that this makes you uncomfortable, or you're not, you're feeling sad right now, they'll just blow it off. They will unvalidate your feelings, and that is a very common thing for narcissists. remember the crazy, remember the lies, but also keep in your mind, and this is what the confusing part is, that you know these weren't real, and yet they try to morph and warp your sense of reality. Keep that in mind. If everything that you do and everything that you've ever said, your vulnerabilities, suddenly get start thrown back at you, that's a bad thing. That's a sign that they are gaslighting you. And I just heard a story the other day about 3X that he went ahead and was telling everyone that my sisters are crazy, so that's why I am. Yep, they might be crazy, but now he's using that against me. That isn't true that I'm crazy because they have mental issues, but that's part of the gaslighting, and that's part of these things being used against you that you know aren't true. They try to take your children away. They are making up stuff in court. You need to find out if this person is a narcissist. So I have a red flag checklist on my website. I will put the URL right there because I don't know it at the moment. And when I put it there, I suggest that you go and download it. It's free. And you just go there and you can see that, yep, check. Oh yeah, I didn't even know that existed. Check, check, check. Look at the red flags. See if your person has them. And then you decide. You don't need a label. You just need to get the hell out of there. So if you're feeling betrayed, if you were cheated on, if you're confused, if you are looking at a person that is not the same person that you know, red flags. Go get my list, see if your person has them, and then start to learn, educate yourself. We'll talk about that in my next video. For now, if you need help and resources, visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, and let's get you some help. Let's get you into support group. My Facebook group is linked off of there. My YouTube channel. Oh, that's right, you're here now. Okay, maybe that wasn't a good thing to say, but that's me. So this is Tracy, and that is all I've got. And thank you for listening, and please subscribe to my channel. Have a great day.